GM Mobile. Or TFW Mobile. KO4 CEM. How are you doing on this fine hump day?
Over to Mars. I took Friday off.
Well, then it's Friday Eve for you. Day off.
Last day, since I can't carry them over anymore.
Carry over. Over here, we could carry like 250 hours over at my old place.
That is a ton of hours.
Got it like 300 hours, and then it stopped accumulating. But I gained, I think, 20 hours a month is what I picked up.
A lot of time to be off. I would have enjoyed that. But yeah, I get 4 weeks as soon as the year starts.
3 weeks out here, you can buy an extra week. You know, they take a little bit out of your check each week, and then to add up to it for the whole year and that. But I struggle to use up all my 3 weeks.
Carry over 40 because that was all I could carry. And like last year, year before last, I can't remember. Then they start telling us we had to use it all. But I had to keep it all burned down every year now.
And the next two Mondays, and then the on New Year's Eve, I got to work an hour and a half.
New Year's Eve, an hour and a half.
I didn't have a whole day. I only had 6.5 hours left. I decided to take it on that day.
But where you're working is running. You're just taking the time off, right?
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, they're running, except for the holiday itself.
I hear that everybody else is not shut down the same time as we are.
Cut down, so there's several buildings that they call plants here, and like I think one of them happens in May. They shut down for like a week or 10 days, and then later on in October, another part will shut down for a week or 10 days.
Well, they're longer term maintenance.
Chemical plant, there's certain things that you got to do at least once a year, and that gives us a chance to do that.
Downs are kind of the same way. It's just you have an opportunity to do any construction work and whatnot they need to do. So July shutdown and Christmas shutdown are two of the big construction weeks that we do.
Projects, we just usually schedule them in and do them. And that, but like I said, there's, with being a chemical plant, there's certain things that you have to do every year.
Christmas break, or you just get Christmas Day and Eve off?
Get shut down the whole week. I think they're taking, we're off on, Christmas falls on Saturday, I believe, so we're taking Friday's a holiday and Monday's a holiday, and I guess we start back up on Tuesday.
Weekend?
Yes, I got to work 4 days next week, and then 2 3-day weeks in a row, so that'd be nice.
I think our last day is the 23rd.
That's our last day before Christmas. Then we got to come back to the right before New Year's.
Well, at least you get some time off for it. We'll shut down. So we'll run all the way up till the day before Christmas Eve. And then we don't come back till January 4th.
I'll see some of my sister then. She's always working.
Those 2 weeks
except
for construction.
That some of the BMW supervisors or engineers have to work, right?
There'll be some maintenance supervisors and I'm sure some of the guys in the planning department, the ones that handle the construction part of it. Good thing is they ain't me.
Be on that one, KN4 TFW.
Guys that's working during the shutdown. The week of Christmas or week after Christmas, and I just get to transfer them over as far as kind of a funky debited thing, but anyway, I can transfer them over into the payroll bucket of ESA, so they're not technically mine, and I don't have to worry about them that week. KO4CEF.
Responsible for other people. It's always some kind of hassle.
I'm busy whenever there's nothing going on. The line's moving. Most people stay busy, you know, because they got to work and they got to build their cars. But, man, when the line shuts down, it's just it's like herding cats, keeping them moving, you know, keeping them looking busy.
The news, I guess, that Kellogg's plant still on strike. The union workers are on strike. And I guess Kellogg's told them, said, look, if you don't take this offer, we'll just go ahead and find some new employees.
Yesterday, I thought they had reached an agreement, but then I guess they voted it down. So I'm curious how that works. I mean, the workers that get hired on during the strike, do they get to keep that job, or do they get booted out of the door once the strike's over?
People that helped me out and say goodbye to them, other people. I mean, if you look, picketers were holding a sign that says Memphis is a union town. Well, and I got to thinking, if you look at all the towns that are real big union, they're junk towns.
Yeah, but I read an article, because I was trying to look it up. I was just curious about it. And it said if it's an economic strike, they can be replaced. If it's a fair labor practices strike, then they cannot be replaced. And if when their contract is signed, then they get their jobs back, but the people that were hired on temporarily get put out. I don't know what the Kellogg strike is. I don't know if it's just over wages or what.
Like they were working too much during the COVID or whatever, but, you know, I just say fine, I just move my machine to a different factory and I keep doing till there was no machines at that factory.
I hate to say it, that's the downside. I mean, you got a lot of states like South Carolina that, you know, that's not a thing here, so move your equipment elsewhere and you don't have to worry about it anymore.
You're wrong. I mean, they had their place back, you know, 50 years ago when they helped the workers and everything, but now all it does is just drive up the cost of everything, and it's useless.
Totally convinced. At one point in time in my career, I had thought about it and was kind of actively pursuing it. And then when I started reading up on like some of the practices that the upper management does, where they go on vacations to Hawaii for management retreats and things like that, I started thinking, I'm like, well, that's no better. Why would you pay dues so somebody else can go to Hawaii and do their conference?
We had the old company I left last year. We had one union, or I guess two union plants. And whenever their contract was, you know, up and had come up for renewal, we'd all be on standby to go up there and you know, and work on that. But it's like, man, we had a couple other factories that had space for machines. I just take a machine. Every time we did that, I take a machine out and put it in a different plant.
Kellogg's doesn't start considering something like that. They sound like they got a pretty good deal out of it.
Strike, but I never did hear what happened with it.
We finally voted the last deal in. Man, it's when I read it. It looks like it's a pretty good deal. I mean, I don't remember what all was in it now, but whenever I was reading about it, to me, at face value, it looked like it was a really good deal. And I don't know what all the details are, but you know, it got to the point where John Deere's like, look, this is all we can do right here. I mean, there is going to be a time when we are not selling as much as we are, and we got to be prepared for that. So this is the best we can do. And they finally signed it. Man, it looked like a good deal.
The high price compared to the others and that. And it's like, man, why would you do that? Make them be even higher price and selling less machinery and that. But it's like, you know, it just takes you forever to get anything done with union workers because, you know, I'm the mechanic, so I can't touch the electrical part and I can't pick up the broom and You know, I got to wait for somebody to come, and it might take you 2 hours to get there to turn the switch off, and it just is ridiculous.
And my position is you can't just go out on the floor and go talk to the employees. Like, I'll stop by, and I'll see how mine are doing and talk to them about their weekend. And, you know, if one of them's having performance issues, I can just pull them over to my desk and talk to them, and we'll do paperwork, you know, and just see what we can do better. You know, it's not trying to get them out the door, it's just trying to see what we can do. And that opportunity would be gone, and that part of it would definitely suck.
You're right about that. And then if you got, you know, overtime, then there's a certain pecking order that you got to do, and it's just, it's, I think you got to, somebody passes it up, I think you got to pay him something anyway, and it's just, it's ridiculous.
One time I was reading, I don't remember if it was Ford or GM, whenever they had, during the economic downturn where they wasn't hardly selling anything, you know, they basically furloughed the employees, and they were having people like go into warehouses and work and paying them their full salary and stuff. I'm like, that's a pretty good racket right there.
Worked as a contractor up there in Detroit, a safety inspector in that, and if you didn't drive an American-made car, you had to park in a parking lot that was about a mile away.
That would be rough. Right here, I don't know him personally, but he had parked his Tesla at one of the charging stations they have for the cars that we have. And the president had found out about it. The president at the time had found out about it, and he was coming to the plant floor to get that employee, and he wanted to talk to them personally and find out why they parked their Tesla in the charging station.
He was low.
Yeah, I'm sure it was, but you know, he didn't like the fact that they charged it there. He felt like they should have charged it somewhere else or something. I don't know. It was really weird. And HR had to basically get him beforehand and let him know that it was the production associate, and there was no signs on it that said it was for, you know, our vehicles only, and that he couldn't go say anything to him, so he had to let that one go.
It's ate him up, KN4TFW.
Oh, it did, and I'm sure they got signs on them posted now. KO4CF.
If it was green, he could have parked it there.
But yeah, he parked his Tesla, put his cover on it and everything else, and that eat our president up. Nothing to get mad about.
KO4 HKX. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Patrick.
How are y'all?
This is my Friday Eve. Doing good today for a hump day and that, and I'm off on Monday, so that'll be good.
Man, how'd I have to work the long weekend this week?
And poorly, because I'm off Friday, you're not off, and Ken's got Monday off.
And half a day Friday, but still, I got to get up at 4:30 and drive to Lawrence.
Going to that plant down there towards Greenwood, right?
Yeah, it's a 2-hour drive from the house.
Out in the middle of nowhere.
But they make it worth my while, so I don't mind it.
The property out there that was doable, but Susan's like, man, if something happens to you, this is out in the middle of nowhere.
It's nice and beautiful down there. And flat. That's something I'm not used to anymore.
Yeah, they tornadoes. I say 7-3 and get on inside, so y'all have a safe trip. And hopefully I'll holler at you this afternoon if I can get out of work in time. This is KO4CF, and I'll be clear on y'all's final.
Andrew, have a good day. 733 KO4HKX.
73, Andrew, have a good one. KN4TFW. Should be stopped by the time you get down to Greenville.
The rain still. my business.
Gone, it's just misting down here right now.
It's not raining up here right now at all.
I think it's supposed to be gone by about 8:30.
Just to rain the rest of the day or just a chance to rain?
After it stops, it's done.
Drew, this morning, I just caught the tail end of your conversation.
Good. And that, he was, we were just talking the Kellogg strike.
Heard about that one.
They've been on strike for a while, and I don't know what the issues were. I guess it was about working too much and COVID and all kinds of stuff like that. I guess they told them, it's like, you either accept this one or we're just going to get some new workers.
I'm not a big fan of unions at all.
Talking with Andrew, you know, they had their place years ago, but they've outlived their usefulness now. All they do is, you know, cost the company tons of money, and, you know, it ain't very productive, and just drives up the cost of everything.
Worked at a couple of plants, but I've never had anything to do with the union.
An uncle, a couple of uncles, they were in the Iron Workers Union and that, but, you know, you can't, you know, times get bad, you can't work a side job, you can't, you know, you can't move an extension cord, you know, because that's the electrical guy's job, and it's just pretty petty.
I think I haven't worked one. I don't see me doing well with that.
Bad spot. I barely got a copy on you that time.
I said I don't see me doing well in that environment.
Hey, you want to try that other repeater?